we began the Inyan of Maisik Sofim and the different Shitas, whether it's a Daraiso, whether a Rabbanon, Shalom Aleichem, or it's a Vidas Hasidus here. This is today, I'll give you yesterday's. And today, I'd like to continue here. And let's see more about what the sources are for my Sofim. And okay, so in Chumash, it's interesting that in Sefer Bereishis we have several times the concept of the Avos giving Meiser. In Parshas Lech Lecha, so he gives the Parshas Lech Lecha by Avram Avinu, Vayitei Maiser Mikol. So we have to see what is that Maiser. And then the Parshas Toldos, we have Vayizra Yitzchak Varek Sahi, Vayimta Vashanahi Mea Sha'arim. Rashi says, Omer Omed Zeh L'Maiser Sayim. So you have Yitzchak Meiser. And then Yaakov Avinu on page 4. Ba'evin azosa shesamti matzeva ye beis olkim chol asher titen li atzer asfenu lak. So we have, we can manage by all the others, there was some notion of Meiser. But if you look at the Rambam, so the Rambam speaks about the Zayin Mitzvos B'nei Noach. He says, Al Shisha Dvarim, on page 5, Nitzdave Adam Harishon, Aval Ozora Birkas Hashem, Shrikas Dhamma Gilariah, so Agezim Adinim. Aval Vishakum, Hein Kabal V'yadeinu Moshe Rabbeinim. Radas Notalim, Kol Divrei Torah, Yira, Sha'al Eilu Nitzdave. Hosted with Noach, Eivir Menachai. So Adam Rishon had the original six mitzvahs, and Zayin Mitzvahs B'nei Noach was Noach got the seventh, Eivir Menachai. Nimtzu Sheva mitzvahs. Echein haya hadover b'chol ha'olam, ad... Oh, there's a mistake here. Who goes to page 8, so... Page 8 was supposed to be on page 6, so I guess I made a mistake. Va'avram mitzvava yeser al elu b'mila. So Avram, so there were seven mitzvahs, and then Avram got an extra mitzvah of bris mila. Who was Paul Shachritz? The Yitzchak Hifrish Meiser. So Yitzchak was Mafrish Meiser. Hosif Tfilach Heres Lefnos Hayom. And he added an extra tefillah. The Yaakov Hosev Gid Hanasha, Vizbal Arvis. V'mishnayim Stava Amr Mitzvah Siseiris, Achev Bo Moshe Rabbeinu Shalma Torah Al Yodo. And then Moshe Rabbeinu got all the rest. So the question is that we can raise there is, what is, why is Yitzchak the one who is Hifrish Meiser? What about the other of us that were also Hifrish Meiser? Right, we have Meiser by all the others. Yes, so we'll see. So by Avram it says Vayitei Maaser Mikol, and Yaakov. So we have to see what's the Yisod of Yitzchak's Meiser in contrast to the other Meiser. Wow. What? Meiser what? No. We're going to see. Pashas, whether the Rambam even has Meiser Ksofim in the whole. Okay, so let's see what we could see in the various Makaris. Yeah. So the Sefer Chasidim Sefer Hasidim is a very interesting sefer. Has all types of different things in the Rabbi Yehuda Chassid. All types of interesting things in halacha and other things, you know. And so let's see what he writes. So the sefer, this is a new printing of the Sefer Hasidim. So says the Sefer Hasidim on page 10. Again, we still have to come back to the question of the difference of the avos and what you know, the different maases that they were mafish. So the pasuk in Malachi, he quotes here on page 10. Havir was called a maaser al beis haotzer v'chanunin abezos v'adol hafrashos maaser shomer kadosh baruch hu v'chanunin. Right? So we know that Mar says that the one thing you could test HaKadosh Baruch Hu is by my Meister. Other things you shouldn't test. You don't say to Hashem, I'm going to put on tefillin today, so they'll, you know, do me something for it. No, but Meister you can test. Normally he says, well, Shanasu as Hashem Okechem. You can't say, I'm doing something now, I'm testing you to see. You gonna give me the goods or not? That's not right. But one thing Hashem says, you know, you could test me. Also, also Hashem Elokeichem, also ha-maiser u-maiser oni. He says the maiser that you could test HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that says Godol Afroshos Maiser Shomer HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'chanuni, is what is. Meiser oni. Thus is Lanim. Meiser mikol asher yavich adam. And then he writes that not only it's meiser oni. Thus is Lanim. Meiser mikol asher yavich adam. So meiser oni, we said, is what? In which years? 3 and 6. But that's from produce. But now he's saying, but there's another thing that's nichlal in that, that's also part of this ma'aser that you can test HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's what we call ma'aser k'savim. Hein beribus, hein lahaskias atzmo, all your earnings. In other words, you charge ribus to a guy and you got ribus, or you did a job, you got paid. Hein nikol advarim asher bo liyad adam berevach. Anything you gain from. Imotza gneva. In other words, somebody stole, and we'll see the Mefarshim say that he had yeish. So you found something. You found a $100 bill on the street. So, good. Yeah, so Sarah Klasser, will hafish kasher nichtav v'pasuk. So he says that. So in other words, so he puts it on the pedestal with Meiser oni. So I'm going to say maybe he even holds it to the Raisa, like taking this, you know. I mean, it's in Malachi, so it's Divrei Kabbalah. Things that are in the Nevi'im are Divrei Kabbalah, Divrei Kabbalah's Kid, Divrei Torah Domi. So he's saying that pasuk in Malachi, Bachanuni Mazos, that you confess that Kadosh Baruch Hu is, you know, by Meiser, is Meiser Oni, but also Meiser Ksafin. And then he says something that is not as exactly clear what that means. Yadayim lo hayu Yisrael ben ha'umos malvin beribus. So the question is what exactly that means. So We'll have to see. In the Perush HaKadma it says, Kedam lo Yisrael bein ha'umos va'um. Yeah. Okay, we'll see what that means. 1 second. But he says, Kivasav lo Yisrael hem biyadam ki im ha'maiser. Ha'im b'ksiv yishas chadoshav lo yu. Right, that's what we saw yesterday, that if you don't give it, then you'll only make a tenth of what you made in the past. If you look in there's a perush on the Sefer Hasidim from the Chidah. There was I xeroxed the nice printing. And then, in the footnote, he quotes the Sefer Hasidim with the parish of the Bris Olam by the Chidah. So, what does he say? Also, Meister, only losses La'anim Kol Sheyaviach. Roll the Rabbeinu Mefarish Kroah de Malachi on my Sechsofen. So he's touching up the Pesukim in Malachi, says, Vavio Kol, you know, Mepesha Osar, Chanunin on the Zos, all those Pesukim that you can test me, I recosin Lachabrocha, Ad Belidai, all those Pesukim are referring to my Sechsofen as well. So therefore he says, V'teimel Arav Bach. The Bach was the one who we saw yesterday, who says what? That it's not a chiyuv at all. Lo midrabbanan, lo midaraisa. So the Teva al Rav Bach shekosed meisik sofim vidin rabbanan leisa. He says, "V'nemal mimenu divrei hatoisus v'tainus v'divrei tanchumu v'divrei Rav Tzedel derech u'kvay sigul al Rav Bach." Atari Yisi Divi Rabbeinu Dikhari B'chel V'lai Allah Kimhur Mashkozuk Asher Nikhtav Ki Adayim O Yisrael Bein Ha'umos Hamfarsh Esi Didiktu B'posuk Zosim Aleyem Kivin Rabbeinu Asher Nikhtav U'mayin Si Ki Adayim O Yisrael Evi Zdus Ha'cheres. It's a question what that means, but he says that this posuk is referring to a Ma'asik Safim, and therefore it must be some type of chiyuv. And in the and that's what the way he explains it here on page 11 in the footnote. Is in the bottom, he says, "Lefi peish brisol of das rabbeinu de ma'isik sofim pumin haTorah." He thinks that it's min haTorah. And in the Sefer Yismach Levav. Moroccan rabbi, he has also a discussion here. He quotes the Sefer Hasidim on page 16. He says, "Matzasim Sefer Hasidim shekasev haviyo is called a meiser beis otzer gadol afroshes meiser shemakadoshrocho chanunim zamuzos." And then he says that refers to all these earnings. Yeah, there was.
Because in his show, the farmers, the goats didn't have any to go.
Right. Yeah, that's an important line. Where is he?
That writes that. The Brissol.
Yeah, the Brissol, that's the point where you have to, yeah. Oh, yeah, that take a look. That's the main point there in the Brissol.
7, 10 lines.
Yeah. I've already had, yeah. The question is why did Torah never speak about the Farish Mice Sofim. So he gives you an answer. Efshel Farsh Pshit is Kavanos Rabbein Kachin Tzorach L'Azir L'Avish Shem Nichtav Apostol Kolom Apostol Torah Ser Ta'azir It's called to us Zarecha Fuk Shalom My Betorah Lo Nichtav Zeh Tirech Ki Loha Yisrael. So that's what the Sefer Hasidim is coming to explain. How come the Torah never speaks about Mice Sofim? If you want to say that Mice So he's obviously explaining that it's a Daraisa. So why is it in the Chumash? If it's a Drabbanim, why is it the Chumash? Because it's only Drabbanim. There's no Kasha why Neris Hanukkah isn't in the Chumash, because it's only Drabbanim. So what's his Kasha? Why isn't... So he's saying, no, it's a Daraisa. So if it's a Daraisa, why isn't it the Chumash? So he says, Teretz, Ki Loha Yisrael... So he's saying, that's Pshad in the Sefer Hasidim. Ki Loha Yisrael Beinu Umos. Ki Kishe Yisrael Alad Mosa Makol Musaskim B'tfuah. He says, because the Parnasa in Eretz Yisrael was agriculture. Yayin V'shem L'zekhova Behem Maiseh. That's why, in other words, the Torah doesn't speak about cars. The Torah speaks about shores, because Dibra Kosev Behove. So the Torah doesn't speak about Maisik Sovim, because the Torah says it was an agricultural society. So that's where you give your Maiseh from. But if you're in a society that we have today, where we're not agriculturally inclined, where monetary. Gains and business and things like that. So, and they're amongst the goyim, and we're not in our own land where we have our own. So that's part of the chumash. We only say zarecha because that's where you're living in Eretz Yisrael, and that's your parnasa. But it's not a din. Don't think it's only a din in zarecha. So you're in America. You don't have a farm in America. So then that's my shikshafim.
So he's saying it's
the right. Right.
The right.
So that's what some want to say. That's the, if you want to pin a shita, like the box saying no chiv at all, the Taz says the Rabbanan, you want to pin a shita of who's saying it's a Daraisa, so that's what the Brisol says, that's the Sefer Hasidim. You can give him the credit. And that's Pshat that he says, that when that line that's a little difficult to read, ki adayin lo hayu Yisrael bein ha'umos malvin beribis, in other words, means that he's trying to, the Brisolim explains, that's what he's trying to answer. So why did the Torah tell you this? So he says, because l'maisa, that wasn't the society they were living in. Then everything, all your earnings. And then he says, Hagam de Misifri de Kaman Lacey. He said that we said yesterday. So it was good when we saw that. In other words, I was looking for it myself, I couldn't find it. He says, even though the Sifrei, it's the Tosas and Tainus we saw yesterday, says it's the Sifrei. So right away I looked for the Sifrei, I couldn't find it. So he also agrees that it's not there. So I felt good.
But we have to still
rely on Tosis. We have to trust Tosis.
But there are other midrashim that we'll see
that say about it. So even if we can't find an asifrei, there are other midrashay halacha that refer to it. We'll see in the future.
Taki ani hadal chasafti b'sefer hakotan berkei Yosef to ma'isik safim hu b'toras chiv tztok of eno b'sug ma'isir ani. So he says that he thinks it's not a type of ma'isir ani, it's like part of tztoka, but he's saying he says it's part of ma'isir ani, and I guess it's
supersedes Maaser Ani, because Maaser Ani, I guess, was only in the third and the sixth year, because I guess you had to give other Maasers, Maaser Sheni, but in the money thing, so there should be no reason to limit it only to the third and sixth year, because you don't have another You don't have a Maisa Sheni when it comes to money. The Maisa Sheni is only in produce. That's for sure. Because that's the idea. You go to Yerushalayim and you eat the produce there, and you get Yerushalayim there, and Matil Malira. So there's no halacha that you can bring your earnings to Yerushalayim and go to, you know, Ben Yehuda and spend some money there, you know. So Mamela, so this is like a Maaser Ani. This is the contemporary Maaser Ani, is Maaser Kesafim. And it's every year because there's no Maaser Sheni to bump it off. And Dibur HaKosav Behova. So that's the Sefer Hasidim. That's the Sefer Hasidim. And then this Moroccan rabbi says that maybe not. Maybe it's just an asmachta. That it's a real shot in the pasuk. He said, "Ludi einzer kedai litchos divrei shonu achronim anal." And he says he wants to work with the Chavis Yair, which we'll see in a future packet. That it's not a mitzvah. So it's interesting. We have the Sefer Chassidim, maybe according to Chidor, says it's a Daraisa, and then we have said that it's not even a, you know.
You think it's
not like maybe even mean it's Chassidim? Right, right. I mean, it's still the an inyan.
Yeah,
it's not a din. Lo mi din ma'aser ani, lo mi din tzedaka. Okay, you call me this chassidus. But the Rambam doesn't. Rambam doesn't have it. There's all these things about ma'aser kesafim we don't find in the Rambam. Oh, so now. But I think the Chidah is like a major breakthrough in just understanding what the whole idea is all about. If he's right, then that's in the Sefer Hasidim, then that's a Mahalach. Okay, take a look for a second in the Chasam Sofer, in the Truvas Chasam Sofer. This is the new printing, we're both saying. All the years we had the old Chasam Sofers, you know, old Rashi script. So somebody did a big toiva. They made these. This is good for our society because we need sound bites. You know, so we have paragraphs. And not only paragraphs, titles to the paragraphs. I mean, when I print my Sfarim with Divrei Torah, as you do, you make it. A title of the paragraph, not a title, because in our generation today, the long shtickles, they don't. That's what Mr. Beagleisen said. You know, he's a maven on Svarim, so he knows what people like to. You know, in our generation, the long shtickles, because people don't have any attention span, is like nil, like negative 75. You know, so the only way to get people is you have short shtickles, and you. You want to say a lot, so you can say a lot, but just divide it up into, you know. So that's how when I write my Svarim and the Retori, and so that's what he did. So for the Chasam Sofers, the old Chasam Sofers used to be, you know, this long, you know, paragraph, paragraph. You know, it was a long thing. Rav Avadia Yosef said, you know, Truvas Chasam Sofer, you have to learn very slowly to really understand what he's saying. So this helps out. So give him credit. So So what was the shayla here? Because clothing again in your mission makes me be a sfarim. Somebody passed away and he left sfarim. Shekosav aleim shehemi mos meiser. In other words, these sfarim were bought with meiser money. We'll have to talk about it. We discussed a little bit. Are you allowed to, you know, buy sfarim for meiser money? So meiser money that his father, grandfather, said this is worth meiser money. Therefore, he writes that I have a chiyuv to lend them out. I can't just say it's for me because it's meiser money. So it's for everybody. So now the father who had these farm that he bought, he passed away, and now he left children, and there's an apotropos, there's a caretaker for the children. So he needs that the children need money to live. So he wants to know, could they sell this farm for Parnassas Ad Yisomim? Because maybe it only says that that he has to, you know, lend them out Kol Yimei Chayav, so he has to keep them as you buy Sfarim with Meiser Ksafim money. So then you became a lending library. So you're allowed to close that lending library. So if he wrote that it's only Kol Yimei Chayav, so maybe he could. So the apotropos wants to.
Where did
it
say he wrote
Kol Yimei Chayav? Shekosav aleim. Shei mimos
you
could,
can you read that as two separate
clauses? Yeah, maybe, but that's how he's reading it. Okay. So on page 21, he writes, Mikomokom says the Chazon Tov, nearly adinim apotropism. That he thinks that the apotropism is right, that you could sell them. Only the Mikra adin, Shevashulchan Aruch Yordea, Simon Reishim and Pes Bagar Rishonah, Ve'en Lassos Min Maishu Shalot Var Mitzvah, Lidno Laniim, Umi Mario, Balgola, Shagal Baruch Yisrov, yeah, okay, we'll see what that is. Okay, we'll get to that in a second, what it's for. But he says that so there is a discussion we'll see in the postkim. What are you supposed to do with Meiser Ksafim, right? So the Tshuva Marbil we saw yesterday says what? Says for the Aniyim. He shouldn't do it for anything else. But other people say that no. Any Dvar Mitzvah. So he says that that's maybe the Pshat. Say a Meisah Shifrish Ava Vavinu, Vaiti Lo Meisah Mikol, Azer Mar Yaakov Vavinu, Kol Asher Titeh Me'asren Asren Ulach. So those maestros, so he says like this. Well, then my Yaakov Avin of Kol Asher Titeh Me'asren Asren Ulach, L'medrash Reshutzo L'Afish Gam Bibana V'Ifish Levi Kodesh L'Hashem L'Afish L'Aniyim El L'Mitzvah Kedusha. Amnum Yitzchak, who kiyam mitzvah esay shal maiser the rice of yimtzah meir sha'orim, omed zel maiser haya.
So he says that Avram and Yaakov, their maisa was all types of mitzvahs and kedusha, but Yitzchak's was the only one that was only for aniyim, and that was like the maisa ani of its time, like Avos Kimu Kol HaTorah Kulo Kodim Shenidna. So the one who was that we saw was doing that was Yitzchak. He was mekayim mitzvah shel maisa d'oraisa, even though it's not shayach to d'oraisa, it's Avos. But that was the real Meister was only by Yitzchak Avinu. And the other ones were like quasi-Meisters of other things. So, so he wants to say that the Mariel, who says that Hafrosh's Meister Sofim is for the Aniyim, holds that sort of like the Sefer Hasidim, that it's a din d'oraisa, it's the meiser ani of our generation. So therefore, it's a d'oraisa, and therefore it's the meiser ani of our generation, like we saw in the Chido explained. So that's how we have to do it. Dafka for aniyim.
Do it every 3 years.
Okay, so we discussed this before you.
One second.
So that's what he wants to say. So the only one that we found did this mitzvah d'oraisa, kodem shenitztave, is Yitzchak. And that's why the Rambam, he says, based on this, if Zay Yivnu divrei Rambam, why when he's talking about what did Avram do, so Avram did the mitzvah mila before it was nitztave. And Yitzchak was, he was nitztave on mila, but before Matan Torah. Yitzchak hifrish meiser. Yeah, why does it say Avram hifrish meiser? Because he says that the meiser of Avram and the meiser of Yaakov was not the same meiser of Yitzchak. And he says that one second. So what does that have to do with Shiloh? So what? Because the Yisomim were Aniyim. So he says there should be no problem with selling the Sfarim to the Farim if the Aniyim, because that's the real deal.
What's the habit that you can only use it for a mitzvah, not for Aniyim?
Or once they chose that they're using it for this mitzvah, so then that's it. That's stamped in that mitzvah. And this is with the deal they're using it for this mitzvah, and they now opened up a lending library that has to be functional.
So how do you see the deal? So you see that the mitzvah, so let's say the mitzvah is for Adi, good, but if it's also for the entire mitzvah, that's also an option,
right?
So how do you see you could switch?
So I think he's saying this because the real mitzvah is only the real d'oraisa.
So when the guy made his lending library, is that improper? Is that an improper use of the
Maklaiser? Okay, so that's a machloikus, whether that's allowed or not. As we'll see.
I
don't know if he's saying it's improper, or that was a...
Or this is better. So maybe you could switch it.
Right, this is definitely better. Because this is aniyim. Aniyim is the real Maiserani. And this is that's the same with Hasidim, with the Chidah, that this is the Maiserani of our generation.
So what is his new thing, in other words, this
Machlokas Haposkim, we'll see in a second whether you can use it for other things other Aniyim, but is a machlokas haposkim, but b'chora for sure the real zach is aniyim. The real zach is aniyim, and Bez Hashem in one of the next packets you'll see even more specific. What Chavetz Chaim writes from
from different midrashim. It's not only aniyim, but you know what specific aniyim? And not, this generation, not everyone will be happy with this, but people, what? People learning a kol.
Wow.
Wow. So it depends what your attitude is towards different people. But that's coming attractions. Right. But we'll see, the Chofetz Chaim has a sefer, writes that that's really the...
Right, he quotes, he says that Mikanash
Mepharshim Lamay Torah. And that's going to be the secret medrash that we couldn't find, is going to say, we'll see where it's to be found, but it's the secret medrash that I haven't revealed to you yet, it says about that, to give it to Aniyim Amalei Torah. Okay, so that's a whole broader discussion about Kollel and what people should be doing, and that's a very broad discussion. And maybe someday. But this Chasam Sofer is a fascinating thing that he explains. That's the pshat in the Avos, the Yitzchak is the real deal. Because his is the aniyim, and everything else we're doing other menhagim of things. If you want to see just a quick look in the poskim in the Shulchan Aruch, so we saw the Ramo yesterday that says you shouldn't only dvar mitzvah, and you shouldn't use for dvar mitzvah, right? Rakiv Nulaniyim, that was the Mario. And then in the Shach quotes the other opinion. He said, Marshal Vadrija Katsu B'Shem Chuvis Maram, the whole mitzvah Shatovo Liyado, Liyos Balbris. O Lahachmitz Chasin Vakala Lachopo. Right, so to help with the bris, with the chuppah, I gave him no svar numo mehem, lashilam lachem numo mehem. In other words, you wouldn't be able to buy svarim without this. You can use the meiser money. Oh yeah, also some mitzvah yachol liknos min ha-meiser. Okay, true. So that's the other shita that you can use as other things. And the Taz even discusses whether you're allowed to buy mitzvahs for Beis HaKnesses. You ever see this in one of the shuls in Brooklyn, in the Shtiblach, they auctioned off the mitzvahs. High dollar, fifth of dollar for the mitzvahs. Meaning that this person will buy the mitzvahs, he'll buy all the aliyahs and all the chavu and galila, and he'll pay for it, and then he can decide who should get this, and then the money will go to the shul. So can you use the meiser money for that? So he has a whole discussion about that. But working with the Maril, the Chasam Sofer works with the Maril, that's the real thing, and that's working with the Sefer Hasidim and the Maril, and this whole approach, that it's really an extension of, it's the modern day Maisik Sofim. And then there's the Truvism, and there's the Truvism Maril here. So some people say that there was a Chasam Sofer once claimed that the Maril, who holds for Aniyim, that it's a Doraisa. Because that's the Sefer Hasidim's idea. That the Sefer Hasidim is that you forgive for the Aniyim, and that's what we have, that's the Maaser Ani of our generation. Because we don't have We don't live in an agricultural society. So he wants to put together the Maril with that Shita and say that's a Daraisa, like the Sefer Hasidim, etc. The only question is that people is raised, this is one of the Svarim raised, that if you look at the Truvus Maril himself, you see there are two places in the Maril where it's said. That Maril is in Hilchas Rosh Hashanah. We'll see it in a future packet. But in the Truvus Maril, he says, most meister she'enu lochem min anu lochem min haribis einu ela minhav. So in other words, this was the taina on the chasam that some had on the chasam sofer. In other words, the chasam sofer wants to put the maril in the daraisa camp, but in the truvas maril, he clearly says it's only a minhag. So
the chasam sofer says that he's holding.
Let's see. Yes. Right. 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 So one of the tainas that one of the svarim raises is on the chasam sofer is this maril in the tshuva. Okay. Chasam sofer didn't always have all. You know, he didn't have all the svarim in front of him when he wrote the tshuva. You know the famous story. Shechta says it over. It's in the biography of the Chasam Sofer, that the Chasam Sofer would write this Truvus between Milch and Marv, and then he would put it on the table, and he would have his son read it over, and then he would mail it off. So Chasam Sofer wrote the Truva, and he wrote it 3 days ago, still on the table. You know, we have a problem in our building. We have a new mailman, male woman, and no one ever told her to pick up the mail. She just knows to put the mail in the boxes. So we've been putting mail in the mailbox and it hasn't been gotten there. Then we finally found out that because she never knew she's supposed to pick up the mail. So that's why no one got, that's why someone asked, well, didn't you send back the reply for the wedding? Yeah, I sent it a long time ago. Never got it because it's still there. So, you know, so the Chasam Sofer, he puts his mail system was he put it on the table and his son's supposed to read it and send it off. And he didn't send it off. So Chasam Sofer says, why you send it off? So the son said, I read the tshuva and Uriah's are not so Chasam Sofer said, don't worry about my Uriah's. the psak is right, you send it off. I told you, I wrote in the Hakdamah of my new Sefer, one of the first drushes I ever heard that Rav Geli Zatzal gave in Breuers, is he said over, you know, sometimes the Rambam says, Yiroyali. So it means that, usually the Rambam is just paskening based on how he understood the Gemara, this day, that day. But sometimes he says original things, and he always prefaces it by saying, Yiroyali. So you would, so if you're thinking, you would think Yiroyah Lee is a weaker thing because he doesn't really have a raya. So it's Yiroyah Lee. So he says, no, fakir. If you have a raya, so then the mokar is this one raya. Yiroyah Lee means for my whole corpus of my whole bahus of you know, my whole being, that's what I think. So the raya is my whole mahus. So that was what he was, that's what he said over. So I don't know, you know, necessarily whether when he was writing that tshuva, whether he had, you know, he probably didn't have the maril, I mean, in front of him. You know, and I don't know if he ever, in other words, did he have the original source of the maril? Probably not. Also, there's a lot of gedolim; they didn't have the original sources. But Moshe Feinstein, he wrote tshuvas. He didn't have the original sources of the Chasam Sofer and this with him. I just read a tshuva from Be'ez Hashem giving a shir Shavuos night on Geirus. So Moshe wrote a tshuva on Geirus, and he says, "And you tell me about this Sefer Achiezer? I don't have it. So you tell me the Sefer Achiezer? I don't have the Sefer. You know, so I don't think he had any of this farm really. He probably didn't even have a Chasam Sofer. I mean, the Pesachei tshuva." Quotes, but the Pesachei Tshuva quotes excerpts from these things. So you can guess what the whole shot is. And sometimes if you'd have the whole tshuva, you'll see exactly what he meant. So a lot of times Rav Moshe, he didn't have the whole thing, so he will say his pshat. And sometimes people write back to him, but you look at the Chasam Sofer, you'll see that's not what he meant, in the Nechanami. But that doesn't take away the validity of Rav Moshe's, even if Chasam Sofer didn't say it, I've said this in the past. So Rav Moshe said it. So, okay, it's not the Chasam Sofer, so whatever, but it's Rav Moshe. So, but other people who are not like that, they maybe should make sure they have the source, so they can at least get it right, what the Chasam Sofer said. Okay, so this is the continuation. So today, what our accomplishment of today is to find out who that source of the Daraisa was, and the Sefer Hasidim, and how the Chidah explains it, and how the Chasam Sofer works with that same idea, and how the Ovos work with that, and that's what we did today. Okay, stop now. Those who want, I would give a chumash share. You don't have to stay for it. Don't feel obligated. If you want to come at 12:05, I would have given it now. I give a parsha share for like 25 minutes or something like that. But those that have to go should go. Don't wait. And Bez Hashem on Monday, we'll continue Bez Hashem.